We'll go to Rajasic, verse number 9. Katvam lalavanatyushna tikshna ruksha vidahinah ahara rajasasyeshtah. Dukhashokamaya pradaha. So katu means bitter food, extremely bitter, like bitter gourd or beer is the prime example. I have not tasted beer, but they tell me that it's one of the most bitter things, and people have to develop a taste for beer. So but they say it's extremely bitter. Is it? I don't know. Whoever drinks beer should. Amala means sour. You know, extremely sour. Like this sour candy that kids eat. I'm surprised how they can eat that. You know, you put it in the mouth and it just so sour.
Wakes you up.
Huh?
Wakes you up.
Wakes you up. Amala. Then lavana. Lavana means salty. Extremely salty, so I think I am guilty of that. Putting salt in the food is lavana. Even Krishna said, don't do that. Ati ushna means extremely hot. You know, and some people like hot coffee, hot tea. It comes off the stove, they immediately put it in the mouth. They don't even let it sit. And straight it goes to the throat. I don't know how people drink hot tea, hot coffee. Food should be boiling hot, ati ushna. So Krishna says that's not good because it burns your insides. Tikshna means very spicy. Eating food that is very, very spicy, a lot of mirchi, a lot of very hot, you know, like the habaneros that Mexican eat, or in India, people love to eat very hot and spicy food. They say that's not good. Ruksha means dry. Dry example would be like barbecue, where you burn that food, it becomes completely black. And then all the nutrition is burnt out, all the liquid is burnt out. That is called dry food. And vidahinaha, burning, that burns your insides. Foods that is very hot, very spicy, very sour. And that kind of food, ahara rajasasya ishta. So people who are rajasic, to them, such a food is ishta, is dear. But what does this food do? Dukha, shoka, amaya, pradaha. It gives you sorrow, gives you grief, gives you ill health. Because these foods are bad for you. So let us spend a little bit time. So bitter we already talked about. Food that is extremely bitter. You know, bitter, like little bit of bitter is okay, like karela and all people eat. But there are certain foods that are grown to be bitter, or as I said, beer. And then amala, we talked about sour, extremely sour food, extremely salty food. Nowadays I find even on candy they have pieces of salt stuck on it, big pieces of salt. I don't know what is the purpose. But lavana, ati ushna means food that is very hot, very spicy. And C.V. Raman, actually, you know, he won the Nobel Prize in Physics. And he made actually a comment. He said, our mouth is like an open wound. It is the mucosa. And when you are putting all these hot and extremely spicy and lot of mirchi and lot of... You are actually damaging the mucosa of your mouth. And that's why, you know, some people get more ulcers and all. And they keep on eating even... Because it's a matter of developing the taste, you know. It increases your passion, increases your anger. Actually, there was an article in one of the magazines a few years back, How to Kill Your Husband. Literally, that was the title of that. And the idea was that when you feed somebody food that is very rich, you know, a lot of fat and a lot of, you know, heavily cooked and a lot of this, you know, cheese and butter and... Then you are slowly poisoning him, you know, by his arteries are getting clogged, you know, more cholesterol. And he's gaining weight because these rajasic food, because they are very rich, you know. So then, you know, the person gains weight. So if you want to kill your husband or your wife, just feed him that kind of food every day. feed him food that is very rich, because once he gains weight, his cholesterol goes up, his blood sugar goes up. So that is, and that's why, so that kind of food, which is very spicy and very hot, and what happens is people develop a taste for that. I only like very spicy food, and they keep on putting more and more hot pepper. Like these habaneros, you know, they are these small little balls, and you put one in a whole bowl of chili or something, it makes it so hot you can't eat it. And that's the, it's like, I don't know, 1,000 times hotter than the regular jalapeno or something like that. And people seem to eat that food. So that's what they say, it's a burning, and it causes sorrow. It causes sorrow inside us. Because, you know, obviously when the food is that, it cannot be gentle to your intestinal tract. You know, eating food that is so hot or so spicy or so sour can only cause problem and cause ill health. So that's why they say food that is extremely rajasic. I was listening to a commentary of one of the Swamiji's, and he says nowadays there is a lot of rush in temples. There's a lot of crowd. Why? Because they've opened restaurants in temples. So people will call and say, you know, the temple, is the restaurant open? They won't say, is the temple open or is God open? And then, so they go there only to eat the food. And that is the, and you know, and then this person will go, as I said, well-dressed, and he has taken a bath and, you know, Brahman and all. And then he goes there and orders dosa. And then the guy who is cooking the dosa probably didn't take a bath for 3 days. So the thing is that our whole life is becoming geared towards eating and eating the wrong kind of food. So that's why they say that food that is eaten should be gentle, should be beneficial to your body and to your physical and mental health. So otherwise this rajasic kind of food increases passion and anger. It makes you more angry when you eat that kind of food, which is very passionate. You know, like if somebody is a bodybuilder, now somebody is a wrestler or a bodybuilder, or now he may have to eat that kind of food. You know, he's competing in the Olympics and all, and he has to run 26 miles. But for most of us, we don't have to do that. We don't need to run 26 miles marathon every day, or we don't have to fight a battle, or we are not a soldier in the army and all. So for some people, it may be okay, but because that's because they burn the food. See, they exercise so much, they do so much physical labor. A physical laborer who has to lift weights all day. Now he may be, you know, for him, maybe eating pure sattvic food may not be good, and he may need more calories, more nutrition. And we, even the modern science is now telling us that eat food which is within reason, you know, don't overeat. Don't do that, because then it causes all kinds of illnesses. So that is rajasic food. Any comments on that? A lot of it we already covered when we talked about sattvic, but any questions, anything?
So any strong flavors also coming within that, I guess, excessive.
Right. And having a gentle, you know, aroma to the food is good. But yeah, putting excessive flavors, absolutely. Right. You know, too much masalas, too much spices, all that. Where you can't taste the food. Yes?
I thought it was interesting that in commentary he says that you can't achieve change in your guna just by changing your diet.
True. Yeah, that also is true. One has to understand that by eating sattvic food, you won't become suddenly sattvic. You suddenly say, okay, from now on, I'm going to eat sattvic. It doesn't mean you'll become a Mahatma or a saint. It's actually other way around. Most of the time, most of the teachers tell us that a person of sattvic mentality will eat sattvic food. A person of rajasic mentality will eat rajasic food. A person of tamasic mentality will eat tamasic food. Food has some effect, but mostly it is the choice we make based on our mental attitude. Thank you for bringing that point up. So I have to change my mental attitude and my diet will automatically change. Automatically you will start liking foods as you are becoming more spiritually evolved. You will start liking foods that are more sattvic. That's more important. is how you think rather than the diet. Yes.
Would you say a typical person would be eating all the three types of food in a given day or a given week or whatever that is, time-wise? Because all these things that have been mentioned, most people would eat all of them, some in substantial quantity, some not.
True. But you have to make a choice. You know, it's a choice of what do you want. Especially the tamasic food should be avoided. We'll be talking about that a little more. I will spend some time in tamasic food.
So should be. Eat is also important, meaning mindfulness about the food which is in front of me. So
yes.
I'm looking and here is my lentil and my eyes are looking at it rather than like I'm elsewhere and it just goes into my mouth. Does that also create an impact in terms of temperament?
Yes.
Become narcissistic if I am not mindful about what I'm eating.
True. That's for quietening the mind. Because when you pay attention, do one thing at a time, then your mind is quieter. If I'm eating and watching TV and then arguing with my wife, doing three things at one time, obviously my mind will be more agitated and disturbed. And also if you pay attention, yes. So the more you do that throughout the day, pay attention to every activity. When I'm driving, I'm driving. When I'm eating, I'm eating. Then my mind has less disturbance, less agitation. And the quieter mind is obviously more successful, able to do work better and also be less agitated, have less mental issues, you know, less psychiatric problems, all that. Eknath Ishwaran, you know, the great, you know, teacher who lived in Berkeley, Oakland area, he always talked about mindfulness, you know, paying attention to doing one thing at a time. And, yes, but yeah, that's a very important point. No, it's not good. Yeah, if you really want to be quiet your mind, avoid multitasking. You shouldn't be driving and talking on the phone.
Is it true that Kshatriyas in those days were allowed to eat meat because they needed the muscle and they needed?
Right. Yeah.
So according to your word,
Your diet can.
The diet had to change in order for you to do the karma that you were.
Right. But then there is the moral thing, you know, about the killing and all. But they were allowed to eat more rajasic food, let's put it that way.
Because it's more like healthy, richer. When Sita wanted the deer skin to make the blouse out of that, and he had to go and run. I mean, that is a killing, but I think Kshatriyas were allowed to do.
Yes.
Ghee is a holy substance. Now, is that good, ghee?
Ghee, yeah, it's good.
It is good.
Yes. It actually has gotten a bad rap, but they actually say it's good because it's butter, it's clarified butter. That's why nowadays they say you should eat butter. Don't eat margarine because margarine is like eating plastic. Whether it's healthy choice or this and that or whatever, anything that is not butter is plastic. So yeah, butter or ghee is the best. None of the margarines are any good. Whether they call it healthy choice or fresh choice or this and that, they're all the same.
But there is also some reading I have done. Anything that freezes in the refrigerator has cholesterol. So the ghee freezes even at room temperature. So how can it be safe?
Well, again, I think it's, you know, question is of quantity, you know. Quantity, eating a small amount. Again, I'm not an expert on ghee and all, but I do eat butter though. Since then I've given up eating margarine. So I think ghee should be okay in limited quantities.
I think the ghee that they're talking about is from grass-fed cattle, not from other food.
GMO, not from Albertsons.
The bottom line always is anything you do, limit.
In moderation, absolutely right. Let's do tamasic. We'll just finish it. We have mostly covered it, but we'll just go a little bit.
Yatayamam gatarasam
puti paryushitam chayata उच्चिष्टमपि चामेद्यम् भोजनं तामसप्रियम्. So bhojanam, bhojan is a word in all the Indian languages. Tamasic people, priyam, it is dear to them. What kind of food? Yatayamam. Yatayamam, actually, the olden days, they used to divide a day into 8 yamas. 8 yamas means 24 hours divided by 8 is 3 hours. So one yama was 3 hours. So if it is more than 3 hours, it is tamasic. That's what Krishna is saying. Food cooked more than 3 hours ago is tamasic. It means this should be eaten fresh. That's the idea. Gata rasam means without taste. The example is Gurudev also gives in his commentary. In South, they I don't know if they still do that, but they used to leave rice in a cloth sack and wet and leave it all night outside. And then in the morning, they used to give that. So that is completely tasteless rice, or they will put maybe a little bit of yogurt. Not only it is tasteless, I heard it is so filling because it's so tamasic that till lunchtime you don't, till 4 or 5 hours, you don't feel like eating anything. So that is called gata rasam, tasteless. Puti paryushitam, rotten, you know, rotten food, that is puti and paryushitam. Chayata uchishtam api, uchishtam means that which should be thrown away, which is refuse. And we find people do that. Fruit is rotting and, you know, the most of it is gone. So they will cut it all off, and a little bit of fruit that is okay, like berries and all, they will, you know, feed and all, should be thrown away. Amedyam, and it is impure. Food that is impure, that is dirty, like especially in India and all, when you go, the food that is eaten on the roadside is very impure. You know, there are flies sitting on it. You might say that there's one Brahman in all, so flies as Brahman as I am. No, but it, those kind of food should be avoided. Or I remember we used to eat this in chapati growing up in Juhu Beach and all. We used to eat all this golgappa and all. That is pure tamas, golgappas, you know, this pani puri. And that's the theory was that why does it taste so good? Because the guy who's serving, his sweat is mixed in it. That's why I'm telling you. That was our famous thing. That's why it tastes good. Wo ghar mein aai nahi sakta. You can't get that taste at home. Because the person is washing their hands before they serve you.
So golgappa made in the house is okay?
Yeah, it's in the house.
There was a picture that guy was serving golgappa.
That's true. See, again, that's exactly the point. The one who is cooking, and it surprises me, they have signs in restaurants, you should wash hands. There's a state law. Because I've seen people come out of the restroom, even after number 2, they'll just walk out without washing their hands. Oh my God, it surprises me. People do that. It's so common. That's why they have signed that it's a state law. You have to wash your hands. That should be, childhood should be taught. They don't have to make a state law that you wash your hands after using the restroom. But people don't. If you have gone to public bathrooms, they do not wash their hands. It surprises me. And some of them may be restaurant workers. You know, you don't know.
More for you.
I know.
But in India, like when I was growing up.
Yeah.
We cook the food and we eat, and whatever is left over, you know, there'll be beggars that are coming.
Right.
And we give it to them.
Exactly.
But it's more than 3 hours, and you know. So, are we feeding
No, no, no. I think that is better. You know, at least you are feeding to somebody who is poor and hungry, even if it is 2-3 hours, rather than, you know, keep it and then 2-3 days later you eat it. It's better. Yeah, if you're feeding somebody who is poor, even if it is 2-3 hours, it's okay. At least it's comparatively fresh food. That is the best way. That used to be. I remember even my mother, still today she does that. She never keeps any food. Whatever is left, she gives it to the servants, mai to leja and all. She's very, obsessed with that. She never keeps food. Anything, even we take some stuff from here, one day or so she will eat it and then she will give it to the servants. Sometimes we take good things from here, she just distributes them. She's like, arey, purana ho gaya. I don't know, maybe that's other extreme. But she never keeps food. Yeah, she's just shares with everybody. So that's what they say, food that is frozen or food that is fermented. Fermented food is very bad, like beer, like wine. Now wine is what? A year old grapes. Grape, or some of the wines are 8-9 year old grapes. Now grape, you should eat it fresh, the resveratrol you can get from the grape, not 9 year old grape, or, you know, and the older the wine, the better it is. It's why it's fermented. And then smelly, you know, smelly food. And some people like that smell, especially some of the countries you go. I won't name them, but some countries or some parts of, like, you know, I can call it maybe Chinatown or what. You cannot walk there because the food is so smelly. Or if you travel on those airlines, oh my God, you can't eat the food because it so smells so bad. But that, maybe they like that. And then, as I said, it is easy to ship. You know, that's why. And like the cheeses, some people eat such smelly cheese, oh, the blue cheese and all. I call it crawling cheese because it actually can walk towards you that much. And one thing I was listening to, again, there's a lot of gross things happening, but one of the places, they actually, what they do, this is considered a delicacy. In the basement, they hang the food, you know, meat or other food, and it, after some, it starts rotting, and the liquid starts falling, and they have a vessel which they collect that. Okay, this is true. And then the worms start growing in those, in that liquid. So the worms eat each other, and then the final worm that survives, the strong big worm, they bring that out on New Year's Day, and that is considered a number one delicacy. It's very expensive. It smells horrible, but that's what people like. It's very true.
Don't they get disease?
Maybe they do, but they like it. It tastes good. And then Thanksgiving, that's another example. 6-7 days they keep eating the same turkey because the turkey is so big and they can't finish it. So every day, the next day, you know, same thing, to avoid work. And then food with preservatives, GMO, chemicals, fertilizers. We already talked about that in detail, that this kind of food is just cannot be good for us. You know, that's why, you know, organically grown food, if you're sure it is organic, or from a local farm, you know, locally bought from a small store, you know, would be better than, you know, buying food from these huge, big grocery stores where... Whether the food came from Mexico or China or Argentina, you don't know where it came from. So, talking about smelly, there is a quick funny story. So this Brahmin, who, you know, this vegetarian and his servant were walking to buy vegetables, and they had to go through a fish market. And, you know, fish markets, especially in these underdeveloped countries, smell like anything. So as they were walking, the Brahmin covered his nose. He didn't want to smell the fish. And the servant also covered his nose. So after they went, he told the servant, he says, I covered my nose because I don't like fish. But you eat fish. Why did you cover your nose? He said, because the smell of fish was so good, I didn't want it to go out. So food that is smelly is called tamasic. Any last comments?
In terms of fermented, I guess that would then even the cheese and yogurt will.
I know. Actually, yogurt, you're right. Yogurt is, I know they're supposed to be bacteria, but yogurt is supposed to be good, and cheese. But I think anything that is old, again, that is excessively old.
So idli dosa is not good.
That's true. That is fun. I think, again, one has to be reasonable.
No, Satish, as long as you don't ferment it too long,
right?
It's okay. Overnight is fine, but not 1 week.
Within 3 hours.
Yeah, not 1 week.
Ferment it 3 hours. So.
Yeah, but not 1 week. Yeah, not anything that is relatively fresh. That is the idea.
If we talk about genetically modified foods, is it not nutritionally?
Yeah, nutritionally.
You talked about the taste.
Right.
Some of them have lost the taste, but not all of them.
Right, and also they are meant to last long. See, they are ultimately meant to be a financial success. That's why Monsanto, once it's you buy their seeds, your regular seeds don't grow because they take over your whole farm. And then next year, the seeds are more expensive and they are actually taking over the whole world. Again, you know, I'm not an expert, but I think natural would be better. You know, I know, but because they are mostly done for business so that the food may last long, it may ship well, it may look good, but the taste is gone.
The other reading that I had, that if you had to go to the organic today, it will not survive, and the population cannot be fed.
True.
Then what are the choices?
Right. No, you're right. You cannot feed the population because you can't have those old style farms, you know, which are very inefficient. You know, when you have these huge farms, then you're right. Industry has to. But again, you know, we are talking about choices, you know, as far as possible, if you can make those choices. You can't avoid eating this GMO food and all. It's impossible because now you don't know which one is not and which one is. They don't label it.
Have been eradicated. But then with all this, there's some new other diseases coming up.
Right, like cancer and all, right. Yeah, because of all these pesticides and chemicals, a lot more cancer and, yeah. Okay, we'll end with a closing prayer. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayah Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.